This is what the Minerals Commission does. The Minerals Commission has a responsibility to ensure that all fleet, equipment, and machinery are in shape. So they periodically go to inspect them.
Yes.
And we also have the EPA. The EPA has a responsibility to make sure that all environmental issues are kept and kept very well. So the companies themselves must make sure they have an environmental manager or officer who has a responsibility to make sure that
those things
the environment is checked well, the mining is done well in a sustainable manner, so we are not hampering the environment too much. We are not mining into water bodies, so we are contaminating water bodies. They have to make sure that there is appropriate and adequate changing rooms for staff. There is areas for them to ease themselves, and you know, all that. All these are supposed to be a joint activity between the EPA and the Minerals Commission. So the question is, how often is the EPA and the Minerals Commission doing their inspections to ensure that these mining companies comply? They are not doing that. And because they are not doing that, that's why it will take a minister who is just going on a visit to now has become
an inspector.
It's very absurd. I mean, very, very absurd. I mean, if I were the minister, I will not discipline the mining company, but I will just go straight to the EPA and then make sure that people's heads are rolled there. Because then it tells that some people are not doing their work. You get it?
Yes, I get it, sir. Also because recently, just staying on the same topic, we had this quarry blast in the Western region.
Yes,
and when it happened, the Minerals Commission boss went there, the EPA boss, and all they did was that they summoned the head in the region, and then there was a change. The person was posted to a different location. So in the face of this, does it really specifically address the issue? Even though they still have regional offices to ensure that this thing are monitored from the region, and it's not the responsibility of the commission right from Accra.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't address the issue. It means somebody went to sleep. Okay. Somebody went to sleep. That is why all these things happened. And the person who went to sleep is the regional head who did not make sure the district, inspectors with the EPA were up, and doing. And sometimes when these things happen, then of course you need to. I don't know why he's been changed. I mean, such issues, you even have to interdict the person. And then you do proper investigation. And you see where are the problems coming from. Because if you reposition the person, you are only sending him there not to go and do exactly what he did. You get a point?
I get the point.
Yeah, so we have so many lapses.
So in the face of these two instances, what practical measures would you suggest so that to ensure that, these instances are forestalled to avert any casualty like we had in the instance of the quarry where some people lost their life in the process?
For me, it's one thing. There must be constant monitoring.
But would you say that maybe they are not doing it because there is no logistics or the funds is not there to ensure that they do effective monitoring?
I think these people are resourced well. To be honest with you, sometimes they become too relaxed. So one, there must be constant monitoring. Okay. Two, as part of the monitoring, they must make sure that all these companies have recruited the right kind of persons who have the right certificates to man the environmental issues and the safety issues of these places. Because you need to check who have they employed as their safety and environment officers. Where is their experience? What qualifications do they have? Because if you do not get the right person there, that person is not going to make sure that they will be strict compliance. Because you see, for the officers or the workers, they work to make sure that compliance is key in the absence of the regulator. Are you getting me?
I'm getting.
So if the right persons are not employed, and then sometimes to get the right persons is expensive. So sometimes they cut corners and they will recruit, any other, young guys who doesn't have any experience, and they parade themselves as safety and environmental officers. Are you getting me?
Yes, sir.
I'm sure if they are doing proper investigation, when you go to that query, you will find out that the person who is parading himself as environmental and safety officer does not even have the requisite qualification to do the job.
Okay. Perhaps your final words, sir.
I think that would be the final word. I mean, there has to be constant monitoring, and there also has to be the recruitment of the right persons who have the experience and the skill to man these places.
Thank you very much for your time. I'm grateful.
You're welcome.
Okay. Bye.